Blog Talk Radio.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together, and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go. And I'm betting you like girls to give love to girls and stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. Who in the hell them pegs are road wider? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn shame, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, trying to put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, come up. Slow it down, baby, take a look. You know my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go. Shawty don't even know she can get in it for the low. Told me she not a pro, it's okay, it's under control. Show me soprano, cause girl, you can handle. Baby, when stars up, then you come up in bar clothes. Girl, I'm new, soon my Bugatti the same nose. Show me your perfect pitch, you got it, my banjo. Talented with your lips like you blew out a candle. So I'm using, know you can make it whistle with the music. Hope you ain't got no issues, you can do it. Even if it's no bitch, you never lose it. Show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together, and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go.
Welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. We are live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and it's a pretty nice night here. Temperatures are dropping. I got the window open, a beautiful breeze floating across my lovely new wonderful bed that Half Killed Me putting together today, and I am just relaxing. So while I'm relaxing, I thought I'd spend a couple of hours with my lovely little fluffy friends, and we can talk about life, the universe, everything, and just see how the time flows from there. So first, before we get started onto some talking and everything, I'm going to take you back to 1990 to 1991, where I was a wee little 15, 16-year-old. And sweet and innocent. I was sweet and innocent at one point. Just so you know, I was sweet and innocent at one point. Actually, no, I don't think I even was. But anywho, I'm having a moment where I'm feeling very nostalgic today. So I thought, let's play. This was actually one of the first CDs I ever bought, was the CD of this particular person. And believe it or not, I do still have it around somewhere. But we'll play it because it goes with the weather. It's cold, it's snowy, and we all like a little bit of ice baby.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll flow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Damn, corrupt speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom.
Deadly,
when I play a dope melody. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of here, don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. No
bacon.
Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon. Burning them, being quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped up tempo. I'm on a roll, time to go solo.
Rolling,
hit my 5.0. Put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove, I kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A. Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with a gauge and vanilla with a nine.
Ready
for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight balls. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells.
Falling
on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all, but don't mean. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Take heed, cause I'm a lyrical poet. Miami's on the scene, just in case you didn't know it. My town that created all the fake sound. Enough to shake and kick holes in the ground, cause my style's like a chemical spill. Feasible rhymes you can vision and feel. Conducted in form, this is a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you want us to print this. Shape plays on a fade, slots like a ninja, cuts like a razor, they so fast. Other DJs say damn, a rhyme was a drug, I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose. Magnetized by the mic while I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it. Get out of here. Word to your mother. We'll be right back.
back. As a friend pointed out, was I ever innocent? There was a time back in 1974, 75, 76, 78, 9, and also 81, 2, 3, 4, early 80s, I was pretty innocent and, you know, all that lot. Then I went to my high school. I started my high school in, also known as 1986. Good Lord, I feel ancient. And at the time, the school that I went to was probably one of the worst schools in the area. But we have something in England that's called the 11 Plus, which is an exam you can take to decide what school you go to, whether you go to a regular high school or to a grammar school, which is like for super intelligent people. And myself and two other children, our exams were lost. So we were basically left out of the system and placed whatever school had space for us. So I ended up at this school called Cunningham. It was really bad. It was terrible. That's pretty much where my innocence lost. Yeah, it's kind of like the ghetto school. But, you know, it's done with and over with and all that good stuff. But, you know, going back to this whole, I won't say jealousy thing that I wanted to talk about. For those of you who are a little bit unaware of my story, and by now I think I've said it a few times, but for those of you who don't know, about a year ago, in fact it was a year ago, myself and AJ and Robert, we were made homeless. We used to share an apartment with somebody who was a friend, well, we thought was a friend of ours, and we used to split the rent. Everything was split down the middle, 50-50. She lost her job. She let somebody walk out of Walmart where she worked with a shopping cart filled with about $300 worth of stuff, and it was her friend who walked out, and she got fired from her job, obviously, when she was caught. She paid her rent for a while, and then she stopped paying, and we couldn't match her half of it. So eventually, we got kicked out of our home, and we ended up homeless. In that process, we had managed to hold on to a lot of stuff, but we lost our couches, we lost our dining room table and chairs, Robert's bed, my bed, entertainment center, bookcases, dressers, pretty much all the big furniture that you would have, we lost. We didn't have any of it. We couldn't take it. We couldn't afford to get a storage that was big enough to put it all in. And even if we had, we weren't fortunate enough to have many people who were willing to help us move. So we pretty much bounced around from February of last year until we moved here in November of this year. And, you know, we've struggled and fought for everything that we have right now. We've scrimped and saved. We've gone without. Like right now, you know, all of us, I mean, except for Robert. Robert never goes without. We try our best to make sure he's always got, you know, new clothes that fit him, new shoes that fit him, that type of thing. But me and AJ pretty much go without. And this is nothing against AJ and Robert. Me mainly because I always feel guilty when I get money of spending it on myself. I have a very, very hard time doing that. I always think, okay, if I spend this on myself, what is the house missing out on? What's my family missing out on? Does Robert need anything? Does AJ need anything? So, you know, we have gone without a lot of things. Hopefully this week, you know, this is how bad it is. Hopefully this week I can get new underwear. You know, it's a necessity and that type of thing. So, you know, we've struggled, and a lot of you have seen, you know, I don't post the pictures on Facebook of where I'm staying now to brag. I post them to remind me of how far I've actually come, and because I have family in England who knew what we were going through, who tried helping us as much as they can, but I don't come from a rich family. You know, I don't come from a family that we're able to bail each other out on you know, okay, you can't make your rent payment. Well, don't worry about it. Here's, you know, $600-$700. That's not my family. My family are very hardworking people. So, you know, we've busted our butt to where we are right now, and we've had, I would say we have had a little help from some friends and, you know, who, the classic case of, oh, I saw this and thought of you type of thing. And so, you know, finally after pretty much nearly a year, well, it has been a year that me and AJ have been without a bed. We've always made sure that Robert's had a bed to sleep in, whether it was an air mattress or a bed, he always had a bed to sleep in. Me and AJ, who slept on couches, who slept on the floor, who slept on broken furniture, whatever it took, we just made sure that Robert was okay. And so, you know, we're finally getting there, and today, one of the final parts, but the most important part of our bedroom was sorted, and that was that we got our bed. We had the mattress last week, and we actually got the bed frame today. The thing is heavy, and I mean heavy. It weighs nearly 150 pounds, and we had to put it together. Putting the bed together was the easy part, I will say that. What was the killer was putting together the drawers, because it has two storage drawers. I kid you not, it took me and AJ about an hour to put the bed together. It took me and AJ, AJ, how long would you say it took us to put the drawers together? About 2 hours? Yeah. I wouldn't even say that. I'd say it was longer than that. You reckon 30 minutes. To me, it felt like about 2 hours. These were the most annoying pieces to put together. But we got it done. We got it done, and as I say, I'm now laying on my bed and everything. And I took photos to show my mom and that. And somebody who, my God, there's a child coming out my bathroom. Or should I say a young man, because he's not a child anymore. Okay. Somebody who I consider consider a friend and everything saw the bed. I have photos up on Facebook and that kind of thing, because it's like, yay, a bed, woohoo! Anyone who slept on an air mattress or slept on the floor or slept on a couch for more than 2 days can appreciate the love of a bed. And the comments were made like, oh, must be nice having a bed. Not in a tone of, you know, I'm really happy, you know, must be really nice that you finally got your bed, but in a sarcastic tone, I'm saying, oh, you know, why is it you always seem to manage to get nice things? Well, it's not a case of we sit there and snap our fingers and this stuff comes easy to us. You know, we work hard for what we have. We have gone without so much. I can't even begin to emphasize how bad this past year has been for us. And I still wake up in the mornings wondering if the rug's going to be pulled out from underneath me, that, you know, this is just a bad dream, and I'm going to wake up in one of the places we were staying, to the point where one place was so bad we would wake up and there'd be like roaches crawling up the wall. And, you know, pretty much me and AJ used to take turns of staying awake to make sure that Robert wouldn't have a roach crawl on him. And so when somebody makes little comments about, oh, it must be nice to be able to do these things and to get a new bed and stuff, it's like, please, you have to realize where we came from to get to where we are now. It wasn't easy. It was far from easy. We then ended up at another place where we were for Maddie's first, you know, angelversary and everything. And that whole time was turned into about her. It wasn't about Matthew. Mother's Day was all about her. And then me, you know, it was my first Mother's Day, you know, without my son. And, you know, I get called selfish because I was sad and that, you know, I should be thankful that Robert's here. Well, damn, you know I'm thankful Robert's here. But my little boy should have been here too. And then, you know, Father's Day was supposed to be AJ's day. And no, it wasn't AJ's day. I got sick and very, very sick very quickly. Much more than I actually admitted to anybody online. I mean, some of you, I'm sure, saw, you know, the pictures of me with my busted arm and everything. But, you know, getting to that point, that was because I passed out. And as I passed out, I had my arm out and I busted my arm up. And, you know, it just irks me that instead of seeing what we went through and to be pleased of, you know, that we're here now. We got a home, and it may not be the most luxurious home in the world, but it's our home. You know, me and AJ have a bedroom with a bedroom door. Robert has his own bedroom with a bedroom door. I can get up and make a cup of tea whenever I want without fear of, you know, being yelled at for using milk. I mean, this was how bad it was. Where we were staying, she refused to let us buy milk in the summer because milk makes you sick in the summer. And, you know, a whole bunch of stupid things. And the fact that this woman stole from us too. The little possessions we had left, she stole from us. And then, you know, we get to the point where, you know, we have a roof over our heads. And, you know, we're setting up our home the best we can. And then for people to make little, like, snaky comments that it hurts so much because it's like, don't you remember where we came from and how we got here? You know, it's silly. I'm sat here in tears over a freaking bed because I've missed having a bed. That basic thing that everybody takes for granted. Having bed and having covers and a pillow. I will never forget the way we lived for the past year, as long as I live. But I just don't understand the whole jealousy thing and why people get so jealous of things like that. I didn't ask to be in the situation that I was put in. And we fought so hard to get out of it. We really did, and it was tough. It was so, so tough. But, you know, we're trying to do the best we can, and the reason I put the pictures on there is so people will share our journey with us. And on days like today where something really good happened and little sneaky comments are made, you know, it doesn't help. It really doesn't. You know, this year really will be, even though it's the second year of Matthew not being here, will be the first year that I could properly celebrate who he is to me and everything, because last year I just couldn't do it. But while I sort myself out, get some tissue and make a cup of tea, I'm going to play another song and I'll be right back. Promise me that you'll give faith to fighting change.
Promise me that you'll get saved by angels. And when you get the choice to sit it out or we'll be right back.
the legend of the phoenix. All ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force in the beginning.
Okay, we are back. I'm sorry about my sound by the chips right now. And so we're about to end as I have a mouthful of freaking chips. Ha ha. Nom 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 nom.
Peekaboo.
So in an effort to cheer myself up, I'm watching Hotel Transylvania, which has to go down as probably one of my favorite movies ever.
Oh my lord, she watches it every night.
Yes,
Oh my god.
Your point, Robert?
My point is, you watch it too much.
No, you can't watch Hotel Transylvania too much.
Yes, you can.
That's not even possible.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. So come on then, what movies should I watch? Give people your... Oh, I'll tell you one movie we gotta watch again. World War Z. In fact, let's do a search and see if we can find it. If you haven't seen World War Z and are into zombie movies, you have to see it.
except it's nothing like the book. The book is better. Read the book first.
I haven't read the book. I'm going to actually have to do that. Actually, go get my Kindle. I'm going to see if I can find it. Don't get my Kindle, please.
Hold on.
Uh-uh. Don't talk to me like that.
I'm not your slave.
And I asked you nicely, go get my Kindle, please.
Hold on.
Oh, I swear, children today.
Yeah, I know. So hard.
Pains in the bottoms, that's for sure.
Okay, Google.
I'm just trying to see if World
five,
War Z is on here, but I don't think it is. It was a really good movie. It was actually probably one of the better ones
five,
that I've seen. With what's his face? With Brad Pitt in. No, I haven't got it on here.
Okay,
it is one movie that I will
four,
have to get. My friend is very strange. He's just downloaded, he's got this app on his phone that means he can speak text and tell it to dial numbers and stuff. And he keeps sitting there, he's going, dial 414 and then the rest of our phone number. These chips are actually really good. They're very salty, though.
What are you talking about things? Not chips and...
Chips are things! Anywho. So I'm back to Hotel Transylvania.
Did you find him up?
What, where was he? It's not on there. No, it's not.
It
looks. You find it. Right. Don't turn off my movie.
I'll try.
Anyway, we really enjoyed World War Z when we watched it. As I say, it was... One part of it that I just really got was when they worked out how to stop the zombies from killing them. And zombies wouldn't go after anybody who was sick. And you kind of sit there and like, would you be willing to infect yourself with a condition that would stop zombies from killing you in order
really
to kill them?
It was just like
the beginning stages of it. It's like you've got the bacteria in you that could make you sick.
Well, no, not that, but, like...
It was, because the dude went into the lab and shot himself with a bacteria that would have made him sick.
No, it didn't make him sick, and it won't make him sick. It's, like, hard to explain. It's not... It doesn't make him sick. It's just...
Just ignore my son. I don't know what he's talking about.
Mom, I've read the book.
Okay, but I'm on about the movie. The book is different. I'm telling people about the movie. I haven't read the book to be able to...
No, but the book is basically the same. Well, it's not basically the same. It's the same story.
Same premise.
Yeah.
But anyway, the movie isn't on demand, sadly.
Okay, Google. World War Z.
Did they find it?
Yep.
But anyway, if you get a chance to see it, it is very good. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I do wish I could see it again. I might have to see if the bootleg DVD guy is around and if he's got it. Or even actually spend money buying it properly. Actually, let's see how much it is on Amazon.
Or just buy it from Walmart.
Being sarcastic? Yeah. Sounded like it.
Okay. Why did you do that if I said sarcastically?
Okay. We have World War Z, An Oral History of the Zombie War. Oh, that's a book. I could watch it instantly, but it's $20 to watch instantly. Ooh, see, actually, this would be really good. World War Z, the book and the movie.
That's the book.
Yeah. Might have to get that. Yeah, we do. Your nana was actually asking about that today. But anywho.
Yeah, World War Z was very successful.
Yes, it was.
Its budget was $190 million. Opening weekend, they made they made $66 million, and they made a total from October till now, $202 million.
Not bad. I could live on that.
No.
I'll give you some change to go shopping with you.
Hey.
Yeah, here's $1 million. Go shopping. It's just my loose change from out the couch. You have things on your back. But anywho, I was going to say something and I can't remember what. What was I going to say, Robert? I have no clue. My mind's gone blank. Let's play a song until I can get my mind back. As everybody can tell, I'm probably not quite with it right now. So.
My mind's a blank.
Let me put this.
I don't see how you can hate from outside of the club.
You can't even get in.
Leg out. Yellow model chin. Yellow bottle sipping. Yellow Lamborghini. Yellow top missing. Yeah, yeah. That shit look like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years in 2 days. Ladies love me. I'm on my cool J. If you get what I get, what would you say? She whacked it all off, Mr. Miyagi, and them suicide doors, Ari Kari. Look at me now, oh, I'm getting paper. Look at me now, oh, look at me now, yeah. Fresh to the phone, little nigga bigger than gorilla, cause I'm killing every nigga that can try to be on my shit. Better cut your dick, if you with it, I can get it, as you accidentally flip it all on my dick. I said, oh my dick, I ain't really mean to say oh my dick, but since we talking about my dick, all of you here to say hi to it, I'm done.
Hell Breezy, let me show you how to keep the dice rolling when you're doing that thing over there, homie.
Let's go!
Cause I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away, get away, get away. Better know that I don't and I won't ever stop, cause you know I gotta win every day, day.
Go!
She didn't really, really wanna pop me.
Go!
Just know that you will never pop me. And I know that I could be a little cocky.
Go!
You ain't never gonna stop me. Every time I come a nigga gotta set it, then I gotta go in, then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow it, then I gotta shut it. Any little thing a nigga think that he be doing, cause it doesn't matter, cause I'm gonna dead it. Then I'm gonna murder everything and anything about a boom, about a bing. I gotta do a lot of things to make it clear to a couple niggas that I always win, and then I gotta get it again and again and again. And I be doing it to death, and now I move a little foul, nigga. Better call a rap, and everybody know my style. Niggas know that I'm the best when it come to doing this, and I be banging on my chest, and I'm banging the east, and I'm banging in the west, and I kinda give you more, and I would never give you less. You will hear it in the street, and you can read it in the press. Do you really wanna know what's next?
Let's go.
See the way we on it, and we all up in the race, and you know we gotta go and try to keep up with the pace, and we struggling and hustling to set it and to get it, and we always gotta do it, take it to another place, gotta taste it, and I gotta grab it, and I gotta cut all through this traffic just to be at the top of the throne. Better know I gotta have it, have it.
Look at me now, look at me now, oh. I'm getting paper, look at me now, oh, look at me now, yeah.
Fresh to the ball,
man, fuck these bitch ass niggas, how y'all doing? I'm Latunche, I'm a nuisance, I go stupid, I go dumb like the Three Stooges. I don't eat sushi, I'm the shit, no, I'm pollution, no substitution. Got a bitch that play in movies in my jacuzzi, pussy juicy. I never give a fuck about a hater, got money on my radar, dressed like a skater, got a big house, came with an elevator. You niggas ain't eating, fuck it, tell a waiter. All they say, shoot him, and I say, okay. If you want that bullshit, then I'm like, Olay. I don't care what you say, so don't even speak. Your girlfriend a freak like Cirque du Soleil. That's word to my flag, and my flag red. I'm out of my head, bitch, I'm out of my mind. From the bottom I climb, you ain't hollering at mine. Nope, not on my time, and I'm not even trying. What's poppin', slime? Nothing five. And if they try,
trippin', fuck them five. I ain't got no time to shuck and jive. These niggas is sweet as pumpkin pie. So rockin' Sprite on a private flight. Bitch, I've been tight and got it light. And my pocket's white, and my diamond's white. And my mama's nice, and my daddy's dead. You faggot scared, cause I'm too wild. Been here for a while. I was like, fuck trial. I put it down, I'm so young money. If you got eyes, look at me now, bitch.
Look at me now. Look at me now. How? I'm getting paper. Look at me now.
How?
Look at me now.
Yeah.
I'm fresher than a motherfucker.
Okay. Okay.
Is that right? I'm fresher than a motherfucker.
We're here for the gig.
What?
The gig, the show,
the gig.
Concert.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How you doing? Come on in. Come on in. Listen, your mother be so proud you're playing my place. I had a band here last week that... Nah, forget about it. Listen, I got one plug. There it is. Band's ready? Go ahead, get started.
Roberto Cavalli, mommy with the dime frame. Hotter than tamales, you probably should be my wild thing. Tell the mother chicks mind their own business and let us do our thing. I got to open, you open, stroking, now you're soaking weird. And I'm not from Texas, but I hold them, rope them, and I yoke they neck. You gon' make a player too, tell me what that thing will do. Class is in session, let me just show you a thing or two. I'll strip you down to your bare minimums, and I'll lick you down. You taste like cinnamon, and I'll grab a little bit of that whipped cream. Then I'll put her on the back, hit me. Then I'll get her in a matrix, cut her like LASIK, basically make a screen. At the top of a lung, give her shortness of breath. How many times can you come before I poke you to death? Someone calling the ref. Ludacris is tired of playing. In the middle of the stage with an ass like that, you got everybody.
Girl, your booty so swole, why you think I'm singing about it? Hit it hard from the back and then I go to sleep and dream about it. It's like that ass is cracked the way you got me thinking about it. I'm telling you now the way we fuck gon' lead to childbirth. And rockin' to this guitar's about to have me crowd surfing. Kelda put on a show up until they close curtains. Then right after the show, backstage ass hurting. Call me Scotty, cause girl, I'm about to beam up. gon' come on up out them teacups. Stroking it hard while you got your legs up. Making it sound like you got the heat up. Know what you want, cause I'm about to give you what you need. Up in my room you're screaming Hercules, Hercules. Man, kick Kelvin Luda on the track, a hit is guaranteed. Everybody on their feet, this is what y'all church should read.
Hey, you's a rock star, baby. I'm in a building making the club go crazy. Hey, you's a rock star, baby. Don't ask like that, you must be a rock star, baby. Hey, I'm a rock star, baby. Fucking with the sweet and the strong, got me feeling.
Okay, we are back. I had to play a couple of tunes just to find my inner sparkle and glitter. And then I reminded myself that I am surrounded by awesomeness. I created awesomeness. He's laying on the bed with me right now.
You didn't create me.
And where do you think you came from? Did you think I found you under a strawberry bush?
Yes.
Do I have to go over the facts of life with you again?
No.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Okay.
Watch a video on it.
You watched a video at school on it? That's awesome. It's embarrassing, isn't it?
No. I was used to it. Everyone know I'm a customer.
I actually remember watching those videos when I was in high school. Well, high school, if you're, people don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff when you're 11.
Right.
Joe, I'm going to spank you. I'm a firm believer in spanking and beating your children, especially when you've got a teenage boy who's mouthy. Oh! And irritated.
You just hit Mimi.
I'm sorry, baby girl, but it hit the fall.
Ow. Ow.
I'll get AJ. I'll tell AJ! Robert's picking on me. Ow! I'm being beaten up by my son.
Yeah, that's what you get.
Bring it on, Donkey Kong. Come on.
You can't beat me. You're weak.
You weak. Arm wrestle. Let's do this. Come on. Arm wrestle.
Come on. Ready, set,
ready,
go.
Ready, go. Oh, crap. I'm getting too strong. No, this isn't fair. No. I can use two hands because I'm your mom. No. No, you can only use one. That's not... I'm going to let go of you and pull up my head. No, I'll laugh.
That's not even fair.
Yes, it is fair. Look, I'm your mother. You should let me win. No. Shut up, people outside. Oh. Get away from the window. No, because we'll have a bunch of crazy Mexicans coming after us. So thank you.
Ow.
In the titty?
Yeah.
Oh, Mindy, don't... Stop it! That's what you get. Don't flick me! Someone tell my son to stop flicking and being mean to his mama. I will slap you every time you come near me like that. Come on. Come on, Donkey Kong. Come on. Bring it on. You ain't scary. What's that?
Ow.
See, now the dogs are starting. See, I blame my son for this.
Ow, you little...
Look, it's nearly 10 o'clock. You got to go to bed. You have to be up for school in the morning. And stop licking me.
Ow.
Ow. Stop.
I didn't even hit you.
Stop licking. Ow. Go away. To anyone who's got boys, this is what you have to look forward to. Stop. When they're teenagers. Stop. Licking me, you
hurt.
Yeah, see? What you get? Mess with me. In my house. Stop.
This is my house.
You pay no rent.
Yeah, I do.
Oh. Gotta be quicker than that. No, you cannot come after me with a pillow now. That's so unfair. Hey, I still got you. I'll tell AJ. Yeah, see, this is what happens when you've got a 13-year-old. The little boy who I used to rough house with has gained muscle strength.
That is still squeals like a little girl, but we'll get butt spanking.
Now go to bed.
No.
No.
Ha! You broke my finger.
I have your hand.
I'll fight him.
No. Ow! Ow! Ow. Yeah, if you've got a lovely little boy who's the center of your attention, who's so cute,
ow,
saying, I love you, Mommy. They grow up into be these 13-year-old monsters who flip and kick.
And you get moms that pin.
Yeah, because that's all I've got. I don't have not as strong as you. Enough now. Go to bed.
Okay.
I love you. See you in the morning.
You
have AJ, get you up. Oh, Lord.
Ooh.
My poor arm is sore. Oh. Oh, dear. See, this is the fun that you have when you have boys.
How are you waking up my stepdaddy?
I wake up your stepdaddy every morning.
How do you wake him up though?
Yell at him. Do the same way I wake you up in the mornings, Robert. But no, I must say that I do miss the times when I was actually able to pick him up and throw him around and we'd have fun and everything. Now he's getting too strong, and especially over this past year, oh my Lord, he's gone from being like a little boy into having this man's physique and muscle strength and everything. And what you just heard is pretty much how we act on a daily basis. His flips, I don't know, he must have like super muscles. I swear he must have this weightlifter sat in his bedroom for his fingers, because damn, he flips really hard. Oh, my poor arm. I'm going to have boo-boos tomorrow. But anyway, yeah, my crazy son is off to bed now. We have to get him up early in the morning for school. And while he's getting ready for bed and while I recover, I will play us another song, but a better one.
Baby.
oh, my poor arm is like so sore now. This is, as I said, this is the fun that you lot have to look forward to. You know, flicking me, and oh my word, I swear. And, you know, the good thing is that I used to be able to beat him up. I used to be able to get, now all I've got are pinches and using weapons. I have been known to chase him around the kitchen with a spatula and a wooden spoon. Or to really get him is to threaten that I'm going to give him a kiss. That gets him every time. So, I still didn't hear you.
You both said no at the same time.
Oh. But see, the good thing is that at least I have that kind of relationship with my son that I am glad for. That despite everything, we are goofy and messes around and everything. And it's fun, it has to be said. It is fun. And, you know, I might actually have to implement the wooden spoon for getting him up in the morning, because that is a chore unto itself. And he'll do this, he'll go, I'll wake him up and then he'll lay back down. And then I'll go, Robert, time to get up. He'll go, I'm awake. And then I'll hear his breathing change. And I know damn well he's fallen straight back to sleep. So it's like, Robert, get up. I'm up, I just said I'm up. And then he's right racing out the door with 2 minutes to spare before his school bus goes. Yes, 2 minutes. All in all, he's a pretty good kid and he's trying his best, but I'm just trying to work out how bad my arms are going to be when he's like 18 years old, about 6'2", you know, flicking me. He's going to like flick me gently and my arm will break. He's that muscular. But he does actually have his head pretty screwed on. He does want to go into the National Guard. What is it you want to be?
What?
What is it you want to train to be in the National Guard? Okay, he wants to be either a civil affairs officer or a mechanical engineer, which to me is, you know, awesome. You know, he's wanted to be in part of the military for a long time, so I know it's not just, you know, sad thing.
I'm joining for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, he wants to join on his 17th birthday, which is when he's allowed to, and he's only allowed to do it with my signature. And this was one thing, actually, that me and his dad butted heads over, was that his dad doesn't want me to sign. But, as I said, you know, it's not my life. This is Robert's life, and if it's something that he wants to do, he's either going to do it with our blessing or without our blessing. And to be perfectly honest, I would be so proud of him for him doing that. And I have no problem signing forms for when he is 17 so that he can go in. I'll admit, it's going to be tough, you know, because when he goes off, that's my little baby. Regardless of how old he is, that's my little baby boy. And just as, you know, like, I'm going to be 40 this year, and I'm still my mom's little baby girl. You know, seeing him go off is going to be very, very hard. I'll be very emotional when he leaves, and I'm going to be even more emotional when he comes back, because he's already told me. He's not going to tell me when he graduates. He's just going to show up somewhere where I am and surprise me. So look for that. In 4 more years, coming to a Vine YouTube channel, Facebook near you, a video of me losing it when my son comes home from the military. But, you know, I am incredibly proud of him. He's also another one who went through so much this past year, and, you know, it was tough. His birthday should have been, his 13th birthday should have been a really good day, really special, and it was ruined by the same person who ruined Maddie's day and Mother's Day and Father's Day and everything. So this year we're going to make it up for him. He's going to have a big blowout. He's already decided where he's going to have it. So if he still carries along that train of thought, you know, we'll get that sorted. And you know, it'll be good. It'll be good. I'm very proud of him, as I should be. My mom thinks he's just the perfect child. She obviously doesn't know him very well. I'm just joking. But yeah, it's, you know, despite everything that he's gone through and everything, he could have turned into a horrible kid. And, you know, he's not. He's far from it. He's a pretty good kid. Except for when he has to do his chores, then he turns into the spawn of Satan. But moving on. I am going to play another song, and we will be right back. And we are back. I'm being eyeballed now by two dogs because I'm sat here with an apple in my hand. And they know that they're going to get some, like they are right now. Here you go. So yeah, we are back. It is 10:14 p.m. here in Milwaukee. There is a beautiful cold breeze coming through the window. So yeah, I think I pulled pretty much every muscle in my back getting this bed together. I finally found a few muscles in my arms I didn't know I had. So this cold breeze just feels wonderful because it just, yeah, the pain and everything just made me feel really hot. But it is pretty nice laying here on my bed with my doggies and Hotel Transylvania and a few wonderful friends who are still listening if you haven't fallen asleep through sheer boredom yet. So I thought we'll pick it up and get it back into the normal Hazel frame of mind with a funny story. And I don't know if AJ remembers this. It was during the first year that we were together. I mean, this is going back to, you know, how I'm getting married this year and Cora has decided that every month she's going to send me something silly and naughty. So we've had a few funny gifts and everything, and she sent these pens that had edible liquid inside, so you could write on each other little messages and lick it off and stuff. And it actually reminded me of the first year me and AJ were together. We had decided we were going to get some of those like massage oils and all this lot. And I found this gift pack that had massage oils and it also had edible lube. Now, it clearly said on the massage oils, not for intimate use. But like with a lot of things, when you use like massage oils and stuff, the label starts to rub off. So this one evening, you know, me and AJ are having a little summit going on and using our delicate equipment, shall we say. And I could tell something was severely wrong with the so-called lube that we had used. It was getting hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter to the point where I started praising the Lord, asking for the Lord's intervention, for all kind of help, as this lube got to the point of just fire. I swear to you, I thought my genitals were on fire. I thought I'd have to call the fire department. It was, oh my God, the pain was just unbearable. Unfreaking bearable. I ended up in the shower with a face cloth running under cold water, trying to cool different parts down, and oh, when it took about a good 25, 30 minutes for the pain to ease up enough for me to be able to walk out the bathroom and not look like I had a bowling ball between my legs. And went and had a little thinking, you know, what is wrong with this lube that we'd used? And it turns out that it wasn't lube that I'd used. I'd actually used heated massage oil. The more friction, shall we say, the hotter it got, and the hotter it got, until the point where I was pretty much on fire. I swear that was, oh my God, the experience was just unbearable. I even get tears in my eyes thinking about it now, and oh Lordy. So please, friends, family, strangers out there, if you are going to use massage oils and lube, have the lube on one side of the bedroom, have the massage oils on the other. Do not let them cross. You don't want to be using heated massage oil on your genitals because I'm telling you now, the pain ain't worth it. It really, really isn't worth it. In fact, it's just, it's crazy and, oh, tears. See, tears coming to my eyes at the just the mere thought of it. Oh, my Lordy. But that's pretty much kind of how things go for me. I mean, I'd like to, you know, have fun and all that. Look, I don't really have much luck with certain things. I'm very accident prone for starters. So So, you know, if another example, 17 years old, having sex in a graveyard. I fell over the graveyard and broke my arm. It's over a gravestone. I do not want to have to explain why I was having sex in a graveyard to the people at the emergency room. However, me and my now ex-husband trying to get our story straight as to what happened was even more funnier than me breaking my arm having sex. Then on top of that, we have the whole nipple tassel incident with the adhesive. I swear to you, the pain. Oh, my God. I had to take a shower, use warm soapy water for like 35, 40 minutes to loosen the glue on the tape that's supposed to just peel off gently. If you think you get cracked nipples from breastfeeding, no. Try the tape that came with these flipping nipple tassels. I swear to you, I was spinning like a good and trying to get those things off. They were sore for ages and put my poor... I'm one of these women who's endowed with breasts. So if I wear... I have to wear a bra when I go outside. Otherwise, I trip over my boobs, they hit my kneecaps, all that stuff. My poor nipples and boobs were sore, rubbing against my bra because of the tape that had literally ripped off about 12 layers of skin and left a rectangular patch on my poor little titty. And even to this day, my nipples run away at the thought of nipple tassels. But yeah, so that's basically what kind of luck that I have. Now, I'm kind of dreading, actually, what else Cora is going to send. AJ received a little gift this week, which we won't go into. Here we've got pet sperm here. You've all seen the photo of the lip balm holder in the shape of a neon pink penis. Makes you wonder, actually, why anybody would have a neon pink penis, and I worry about that person. God bless them. But my other thing I would like to want to speak about is that we were watching an episode of NCIS today, and the woman in it didn't shave her armpits or her legs. And anybody who knows me knows I have this hair phobia. I swear to you, if there is a zombie apocalypse, while everybody else is finding weapons, I'm going to be finding razors so I can still shave my legs and under my arms and stuff. Because the mere thought of body hair is just absolutely crazy. It really is. For me, nothing is better than, you know, being hairless and that lot. And I know that there are some men who, for whatever reason, shave and everything as well. But the one thing that I find really weird is people who shave designs into their hair. And, you know, I haven't got the patience to sit there with one leg akimbo on the toilet trying to shave a heart into my nether regions. Seriously, I've heard people done microphones, and whoever decided to dye pubic hair, I kid you not, they had a whole thing on, I'm trying to think what TV show it was. It was on one of the TV chat shows where this woman, for a living, works at a beauty salon where they specialize in dyeing pubic hair. What the hell are you going to do? Are you going to go in and say, yeah, I would like a cut, trim, wash, and could you dye it, please? Oh, yes, what color would you like? Well, I'm thinking of going for a blue color because I've been forbidding my husband's sex, so he's got blue balls right now, and the blue balls and the blue pubic hair kind of enhance each other. I mean, seriously. I cannot get my head around that. Blue pubic hair. Why? Why? Seriously, why? I'm lucky if I can lift my leg high enough to shave it. Let alone sit there laying on my back with my legs wide open with a razor and a mirror and a design book trying to get a design in there. I'd be the one at the hospital with a razor cut to my tootie area saying to the doctors, I need 3 stitches, please. I was trying to do a design of a flipping arrow going through a heart for AJ for his birthday. And while you're down there, I've got some hair dye. Could you dye it pink? I just don't get that. I seriously, seriously don't get that. And, you know, it's just bizarre. It just seriously is bizarre to me. Now, I totally understand, as a woman, you don't want your pubic hair down to your kneecaps. You want to, like, you know, trim it up a little bit, get a little nice buzz cut going on there, look pleasant and everything. Let's be honest, if you're going to have sex with a man, he should be cutting down a forest to reach where he's going to. And the same with men. If you've got more booty hair, well, it's like dick hair rather, and it looks like a giant, if it looks like a 70s muff, and whether you're a man or a woman, if your pubic hair looks like a 70s muff, please trim it, do something about it, pick it, get a comb, get hair straightened, I mean, put braids in it, buy some beads, do it. But for the love of God, no one in their right mind when they have sex with someone wants to see somebody who resembles an afro in their genitals. I'm just saying, I'm just throwing that out there. Trim it, make it look good, be nice, care about those things. And on that note, while a few people need to recover from mild hysteria, we're going to play a song, and this goes out to Cora's husband. This is especially for you, Brandon.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
my mind. It might be walking out on me today. Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill his man. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he mightn't blow up and kill this man.
I swear there's only so much of achy, breaky heart I can take. Best play something quicker. I've got a weird phone call, but anywho. Moving on, it's 10:30 here in Milwaukee, and that breeze is actually getting pretty cold out there, so I might have to close the window off a little bit, because I'm cold. But I will just like to point out, the world is going to end. I went to get my cup of tea from by the side of my bed, and I have drunk it all. There is no tea in my bedroom with me. That means I have to remove my butt from the couch. No, we have to have tea. The world will end if I don't drink my tea, AJ. Huh? What do you mean? No, I said I have no tea by the bed. And I might have to close the window because I'm getting cold. See, there's him listening to half the conversation. But people know, the world will end if I don't have a cup of tea by my side. So, I'm unplugging the power cord. I'm carrying this computer with me. You are coming into the kitchen with me while I make a cup of tea. Because it is important for humanity, for the safety of the world. Hi, AJ.
Hello.
And for everybody else, that we have tea. So, we'll empty my cup there. Let me go get the kettle. See, you're with me in the kitchen. Some water, put water in the kettle, sing to ourselves, okay. Now we can't have this where, you know, there's no tea. I mean, to me that's just sacrilegious, there's just something seriously wrong. Okay, let's find a tea to have. It's evening time, so should we go with raspberry, orange, spice, Earl Grey, green tea, or peach tea. We are going to have an Earl Grey, I think. Put that back on there. Take the tea bag out of the cup. At the pack even. And we shall now go and sit and wait for the kettle to boil. While we're sitting waiting for the kettle to boil, we should talk with Mr. Arthur. Hey, handsome. So, what's going on in our trails world? Turn the TV down so we can talk.
Someone shot a bird.
I know.
A bird.
For those of you who don't live in Milwaukee, on the news, they were discussing the fact that a bird, it was a hawk, was shot in a bar parking lot or something. And in Wisconsin, hawks are protected animals. They're not to be hurt because they're trying to increase the population. And somebody shot at this poor bird, causing issues, and the bird will no longer be able to fly. And it's really sad to me that these people would do that. I personally don't understand it, you know, and What prompts somebody to be cruel like that to a bird?
Animal support, we aired you somewhere there.
Right.
Although I'm aware of like AC and AC right about now.
Well, yeah.
We're just crazy. Like, seriously?
Well, I don't understand it. I don't see why, you know, people, you know, act that way. I've never understood, you know, I've never understood people being abusive to animals to begin with. I really haven't.
Probably sticking their head and their mama been raising right.
Well, they also say that it's one of the first signs of someone being a murderer, actually, to be perfectly honest.
Mm.
But you have to bear with me. I'm trying to find a song for a friend.
One of the things. What's wrong with them people?
There's so much wrong, it's not even funny. Hold on 1 second. It just, you know, people who do that, they just seem to be a little bit twisted, if you ask me.
Yeah, they are.
And, I don't know, I just don't. Well, you know, and these animals don't do anything to them or anything. It's not like they're in danger of, you know, the animal attacking them or something, you know?
Right.
But for whatever reason, these people choose to take it upon themselves and think it's fun to shoot them. And it's not. It's sad. They shouldn't be doing that.
Mm-mm.
So what else is going on in the world?
Ooh, basic days bills earn 9 days a year.
Ooh. That is very true.
I don't.
So strange. Anyway. So I'm trying to find something. But I'm having issues. Okay, this message is for Vanessa. I'm trying to download the song and it keeps coming up unable to download. So I can't play it for you tonight. I promise you the... I promise you that I will get it downloaded and have it for my Friday morning show for you. Sometimes actually I restart my computer, especially if I've been doing other things, for it to download, and obviously if I restart my computer right now, it's gonna cut the show off and everything, but I promise you I will have it for you on Friday morning. I'm gonna still keep trying. If by any hope of miracle it does download, I will definitely get it up there. But I'm still looking. I know if I can find the Japanese version of the song. I know it sounds weird, but when there's a Japanese version on there and you download it, it'll play in English. It's not actually singing in Japanese and it downloads in a heartbeat. But I would definitely get it up there for you for Friday morning. And I will also play it again for you next Wednesday evening so that, you know, hopefully you're going to catch it both times. But tell everybody what you've got, you are doing right now, that you've been working on. Turn this out, I can hear you.
Well, I thought they can probably hear me already, but, I've just been writing ever since I was in elementary school, but at first I wasn't too much into it, then I guess probably around, like, high school and stuff. It was like every now and it was big, but it was like every now and then thing. But now, ever since 2005, I've just been writing and writing. And while I've been writing was poetry. And I guess that it just like channels my emotions into like writing. Like And I guess the reason I haven't done that lately because I guess I'm like kind of like in a better place, and sometimes I can't just come up with things to write like I normally do. But with that said, I'm coming out with a poetry book that will probably be out, what do you say, end of the week or something?
We're going to get it all finalized this weekend, so it should be out Monday.
Okay, well, it should be out Monday.
And for those of you who don't know, I actually had another book that came out this week. It's called The Long Walk Home, so please go find that. I've got the link up on my page. Friday and Saturday, both A Walk Through the Storm and The Long Walk Home will be available for free on Kindle. So that's for everybody as a way of thanking you all for being a support and everything. So you can pick up those two books. We also got our Maddie's Memory wristbands. They're now available. So go to Maddie's Memory on Facebook and you'll be able to get them there. If you talk to me nicely and order me, order one of each color. I do actually have a deal going on, but you have to speak to me privately about that. So what we're going to do is I'm going to wrap up the show about 15 minutes early this evening because I personally am exhausted. I've had a long, hard day, and as some of you know, just from reading what I posted and from the beginning of the show, you know, I'm having a couple of issues. So I'm going to end the show with a song. Let me see if I can find a good one to end it with. Actually, I'm going to end up with one that was requested last week by Ashley, and I totally forgot to play it. So I'm going to end it with this song, and I will catch you all on Friday morning at 11 a.m. for Tea with Hazel. And I will play Vanessa's song then. And if you've got any other requests for songs, get them into me so I can get them downloaded tomorrow. Much love to you all.